You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Just before lunchtime today, the listed financial services company known as PSG Financial Services decided to give us an update on how they've been performing over the last 6 months. They gave us an update to their first half of the year ended August 2024. I'm joined on the line by PSG's Chief Financial Officer, Mike Smith, to take a look at the company's performance and see where they stand at the moment. Good evening, Mike. Lovely to speak to you as always. Looking good so far. Recurring headline earnings per share up 28%. Assets under management approaching that 500 billion rand mark. Really very little to complain about at this stage. How are you finding the first 6 months?
Yeah, thanks, Jimmy. I think what we really pleased with is the continued top-line revenue growth that we've seen. The fact that we've been able to double our earnings in the past 4 years, quadruple them in the past 10 years. So, you know, very much focus on the long-term earnings trend. And yeah, please, the wealth business, I mean, the past 5 years has brought in 84 billion of positive net flows, 10.3 in the most recent 6 month period. So, you know, I think a business ability to track new client assets is a good indication of the caliber and quality of service and products that we're able to offer to our client base.
Mike, how have you been doing it? Because the last 5 years have certainly not been easy from an economic point of view, and there have been a lot of issues that consumers and investors have had to contend with. What's been kind of the trick to getting it right in those challenging times?
So I think it's been the investments that we've made. In the past 10 years, we've invested roughly 3.5 billion rand in IT and infrastructure, all which has been fully expensed. So it's been continuous incremental improvement in client experience, onboarding. I think the quality of new advisors, the new graduates which we've brought into the business and trained as well. So it's been multiple factors that we've focused on and looking at doing something a little bit better every day.
Mike, speaking of continuously improving and doing a little bit more every day, part of the strategy and part of the approach has been to get that repurchase program, the share repurchase program, wrapped up. Just over 11 million shares repurchased and cancelled there. That's obviously unlocking value for investors whilst at the same time the business continues to grow.
Yeah, so it's part of our overall capital optimization. If you look over the past 5 or 6 years, we've bought back, say, about 80 million shares. And, you know, returning cash to shareholders, a combination of dividends, where we've paid out between 40 and 50% of our headline earnings, plus the buyback of shares. So, yeah, it's something that we've done, I think, consistently for a number of years.
Speaking of that dividend, you've increased the interim dividend this time around. It's always nice to be able to pay a dividend when you're not under a lot of pressure and you're able to comfortably say, this is in line with our dividend policy, we're not stretching ourselves, we're comfortable to still be able to do this, but also we can increase it a little from last year.
Yeah, so yeah, we increased our interim dividend by 26%. We generally pay 1/3 as an interim dividend and 2/3 as a final dividend. So, yeah, I think we've communicated to the market our dividend policy, and I think, yeah, been able to follow that consistently.
Mike, how are you seeing the landscape shape up? How are you looking into the next half of the year and possibly even going into the new financial year as well? We've come out of a very difficult time. We're finally getting things to a stable point in South Africa and around the world in some respects. How are you seeing the investment landscape shaping up going forward?
Look, a substantial portion of our revenue is linked to the value of our client assets under management. I think our client assets are well diversified across asset classes, both local and offshore there. And I think very much more focused on the longer term. The fact that our starting AUM for this new 6 month period is higher than it was previously would also help the revenue that we would earn. I think, yeah, it's been positive to see improvements in investor and consumer confidence in South Africa. I think just with a more stable electricity supply and the GNU, some positive initial green shoots.
Mike, what's still concerning with regards to the economic conditions? I mean, we are obviously still going through a bit of a transitionary phase and things aren't all the way where we want them to be. Are there any real areas that might be concerning you as a fund manager, as an asset manager, that whether they're local or international, you might be saying, this is giving us a bit of a headache, or this is having us a little bit nervous at the moment?
Yeah, so I think what we are going to need to see, you know, is important trade-offs, where one looks at implementing certain changes, that there's detailed economic feasibility studies so that one can evaluate, you know, the pros and cons of implementing with the American election. I think there's a risk of them increasing tariffs, particularly would impact China, which is one of our trading partners. So one needs to be aware of a changing macroeconomic environment and position yourself to be able to handle a wide range of potential outcomes.
Are any of those potential outcomes things that might deter you from, say, the South African picture, that might leave you a little less optimistic around the SA picture? I mean, I've been speaking to a couple of analysts and fund managers around, just, are there outcomes that would lead you to be negative on South Africa?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the one would be the NHI there to see, I mean, how one's able to fund that is going to require a lot more detailed studies and analysis there. So it's going to be important to see where one has some tougher decisions, the medium-term budget coming out, to see how they're going to plan to fund some of the future requirements and expenditure. So it's going to see, are tough decisions and trade-offs made?
Mike, looking at the rest of the year, obviously there's a couple of things, like you alluded to, around the US elections that might be keeping markets a bit volatile. And from a PSG point of view, you have a bit of a longer term point of view, looking beyond the noise and looking beyond the short term kind of volatility. Are we optimistic around just the global picture as it stands at the moment, understanding that that optimism could potentially only materialize in 24 months from now?
I think, I mean, one's always got to be aware of the different risk factors. And I think it also shows the importance of being adequately diversified asset classes there. So, I mean, it's been overall, I think, fairly positive. I mean, the markets and that, one's seen positive growth in that. But what one's also seeing is a trimming of interest rates, I mean, which will help certain businesses and companies there. So, I mean, there is always a level of uncertainty in markets. So I think it's being aware of those and being agile enough to be able to manage and monitor those type of events.
There's always going to be uncertainty in the markets. You just need to be prepared for it and make the necessary adjustments. I think we'll leave it at that, Mike. Thanks so much for the time and the insights. We wish you the best of luck for the second half of the year, and we look forward to catching up at the end of the year. That's Mike Smith, Chief Financial Officer at the PSG Financial Services business, joining us to reflect on how their first 6 months went and what they're looking forward to in the next 6 months.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.